we are a diverse community, and in a diverse, multiracial, multi-religious community like ours, it is harder to be in the minority. It is true everywhere in the world. We recognize that. So we must make a greater effort to engage all the different communities, and certainly members of parliament do that, engaging whether it's ethnic communities, whether it's race, whether it's specific causes. They engage widely, listen to concerns, and where necessary, will raise and highlight these concerns in parliament. These are legitimate, and these are things that members of parliament should do. But when it comes to identity politics, as I highlighted just now, that means championing the interests of your specific group over other interests, over everything else. And it means pushing your own interests even at the expense of shrinking the common space, at the expense of harmonizing social harmony and unity, at the expense of national interest. And that's what identity politics is. It's really championing sectarian interests, ethnic interests. And if we go that way, as I said, we see how it has gone wrong in so many other countries around us. Because when one group pushes their interests, regardless of everything else, single-mindedly, very aggressively, there will be a pushback from other groups. And if the minority groups will be the one pushing very strongly, the pushback will come from the majority, and the minorities will not be able to succeed, and in fact, they will find that the space they have is constricted. But neither will the majority be happy, because we will end up with a society that's completely divided. And we're not talking about this in abstract, because we can see this, we have seen this happen already in so many different places. So there is a delicate balance. I know it's not easy always, especially if you were to be a minority or a minority MP for that matter. But all the more, particularly when it comes to an election period like this, and given what has transpired now, I think it's useful for us to remind everyone, yes, we are in an election contest. Yes, every party would like to win and gain more seats, but victory should not come at the price of our unity. That's too high a cost. Let's not harm Singapore's cohesion. Let's have a care. Let's have a good and fair contest. And then beyond the elections, we will continue with the engagements. We will continue listening, hearing all the different groups and seeing how best to address the concerns of each community while making sure we strengthen our society and our shared Singaporean identity at the same time.